even tallying up the military's overall data center inventory as part of the government-wide consolidation drive that started in 2010 turned out to be a harder task than the Pentagon first imagined. After about a year of counting, it had 786 on the books. By the time it stopped counting, there were about 2,100 facilities officially recognized as data centers. Previous plans called for DoD to consolidate most of its information into a relative handful of government-owned core data centers and shut down most of the rest. But Terry Halverson, DoD's new chief information officer, tends to shun even the term data center. He says he wants the department to focus on finding the most efficient way to handle what he calls data distribution, using a mix of government-owned facilities and commercial cloud providers.
The most recent thing we have done is maybe refocus some of our internal metrics to focus more on dollars and performance than things like numbers of servers and even numbers of data centers. I really want to focus this discussion around how does data get distributed, what's the right number of distribution nodes, and how do I drive the cost down, and where does the government need to be in that business, and where should we let industry do that business? That is progressing. It is not progressing as fast as I would like it to, but it is very complex, and then you have the added complication of most of the service data centers have some type of contractual arrangement today that we also have to work through.
One thing that hasn't changed about the Pentagon's approach to data centers is that application rationalization will play an important part. Previous guidance has told the military services and defense agencies to eliminate redundant and outdated applications that drive extra server costs. But Halverson says his office needs to be more specific, in part by telling DoD organizations to cluster their application inventories into categories.
Let's take logistics. We have a lot of logistics applications. Probably will always have a lot, big, but we will probably be asking the questions to the services, if you have applications that do these logistics functions, how many of them do you have? And then the follow-on to that immediate would be, so why do you need that many? And what's your business case for that?
On the other hand, Halverson says DoD probably shouldn't be obsessed with cutting applications just for the sake of cutting applications. At least in the short term, he says the department will be focused on consolidating the databases those apps rely on, especially if several of them are essentially duplicates of one another.
It really is data-centric. So at some point, you could actually collapse the number of data places and number of times you store the very same data element. One of the things we're seeing is that while you might not immediately be able to collapse the number of apps, those apps are all using a very concentrated set of data elements. If I could house those data elements in a better distribution model, i.e. cloud maybe, I could then reduce the number of support structures, even if I didn't initially collapse the number of apps. Once you've got the support structures in the data cleaner, industry would even say that's a better way to go and then do your app rationalization.
Even as the department tries to reduce its own data center footprint, it's also exploring new approaches that might let new ones be built on government land, but by private industry. Halverson has previously mentioned the possibility of letting private cloud providers set up shop on military bases with physical security provided by the U.S. Armed Forces. Those facilities would be able to host sensitive DoD data, but ideally also reduce the operating cost of the government by selling services to the private sector too. An arrangement like that is still off limits right now, without specific authorization from Congress, but Halverson says his office has already received several proposals from cloud providers who are interested.
I'm not going to share those costs yet. I have received some proposals. I will tell you that on the proposal basis, they look very attractive. We will now do some, when I see some piloting, we're going to walk through those almost like a war game of those proposals to look and see, okay, how would we accomplish them? Part of that war game will include some of the lawyers to say, okay, if I wanted to do this and this is the way I operate it, would that cause me any issues with legislation or law? So really it is now taking some of those proposals, doing a war game through that to walk through what's doable today, do the assumptions about cost hold, do the assumptions about timelines hold, at least in the war game. At the end of that war game, we'll figure out how we go to a pilot type activity, and if that's a my guess is that will be some type of first RFI formally, and then following up with kind of a research development type of pilot around this operation.
Halvorsen says he hopes to issue a formal request for information to industry by this summer to create that sort of operation, but he stressed to reporters that that RFI is just a goal, not a commitment. In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.